The British government has ditched plans to cut income taxes for the highest earners. The plan announced last week spooked the markets and sent the British pound tumbling. Between recession fears, interest rate hikes, and the ups and downs of financial markets, the last quarter was kind of rough for investors. So how might investors be a little smarter during this tough market period? Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, is here to help us answer that. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So many people have been covering their eyes. They're a little too afraid to look. Can you give us some context here? Just how turbulent have the markets been recently?
It's been a rough year. It's been a rough third quarter. It was a rough 10 days. But, you know, look, I know that we've lived through these periods before. Anyone who's been investing just since the pandemic, remember what happened early in the pandemic, how the stock market lost a third of its value over the course of just 5 weeks. I think the difference is it really came roaring back, very strong. And so you were kind of rewarded with that instant gratification of sticking it out. This time around, it's a lot harder. And I understand how people are starting to have this generalized anxiety that this pain is never going to leave. But even amid the financial crisis, the Great Recession of 2008, 2009, there was a end and we did see markets recover. So maybe just even understanding that history is on your side, things do get better. Just like Annie said, the sun will come out tomorrow.
I was expecting you to start singing. But since you're talking about timing, the S&P 500 is down almost 22% since the beginning of the year. And there's some advice going around telling people to be cautious and to time the market. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, timing the market essentially means that you or some investment advisor that you have put your trust in knows when to get in or out of financial markets at a specific time. Now, the big problem with market timing is that it rarely works. And, you know, it kind of makes sense that it wouldn't work because you've got to make two great decisions. You have to know when to get out, but you also have to know when to get back in. And so when we look at all of the research over the past 30, 40, 50 years, what we find is that very few investors, even professionals, are able to beat the market with market timing. And even the ones that do, they do it on a specific year, but that they don't do it 5 years in a row. So it's not the same person who seems to have this great idea. And just to bring up yet another musical, in other words, there's no real wizard behind the curtain when it comes to the markets. The real wizard is within you. And you know that if you just stick to your game plan, you should be okay. It's just trying to finagle where you think getting in and out. That's where we often shoot ourselves in the foot.
All right. We have less than a minute left here, Jill. But in that time, I want you to solve our financial problems. No, what I mean is if it's not really, possible to time the market, where is a safe place to put our money?
You know, it depends what you're trying to accomplish, right? So if you need your money within the next 12 months, don't put it at risk, okay? So if I have to write a tuition bill within the next 12 months, if I have to buy a car, that stays in a savings, a checking, a money market. If I'm a long-term investor, a diversified portfolio of index mutual funds in different areas, you stick to that game plan and don't mess with it. Just remember you're a long-term investor.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Thanks.